Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from last week. This week, we have a tiny taste of the Arctic. On this MLK holiday, a cold day, kind of breezy, high only in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear, very cold. Low temperature, low to mid-20s by dawn. Potential wind chill, mid-teens. Tuesday's high temperature in the middle 40s. We'll be down to 24 late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. A little warmer late week, upper 50s on Thursday. Rain returns Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
Spender with Bader.
Indeed, indeed. This is part of the program, folks, brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. I'll be by there this afternoon at the Harrison Road location, 3331 Harrison Road. Doing all sorts of training. I'll probably be doing a push workout today, though. Maybe a full body kind of barbell workout, but we'll see what the day brings and how I feel going into that.
So today it'll be all push, no pull?
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, and you gotta break that up a little bit.
I got you.
I mean, you can mix it up, but I like just pushing then pulling one day.
Now, do you ever do, like, I know, you know, working out, you're lifting up and you're putting things down. Do you ever lift up and just not put something down?
That would probably be back-breaking at a certain point.
I see.
But I love Express Fitness, folks, because it works with your schedule. It's in the name, 24-7. When you become a member for a low one-time sign-up fee and then a very low month-to-month rate, month-to-month, that way you don't get locked into a long-term contract.
That's great.
Start paying for something you're not using, like taxes. But no, like it's you deciding month-to-month. And you can pay for more months than one at a time if you feel like it. They're flexible over there at Express Fitness 24-7. That's the point. State-of-the-art equipment, whether it's brand new, free weights or plate-loaded machines or cable machines, all sorts of cardio machines over there, whether the arc trainer, that's what I usually hit because you can put resistance on an incline, get a good leg workout just using that, or treadmill, elliptical machines, even Stairmasters. They have it all over there at Express Fitness 24/7. Again, I'm going to the Harrison Road location. They just combined with the old Hogan's gym. So a lot of new members coming together, a lot going on at Express Fitness 24/7. Stop by today at the Harrison Road location and sign up and come work out with me in the afternoon. Or there are many locations for Express Fitness 24/7 around the river region here, whether in Wetumpka, Prattville, Millbrook, Clanton, Pine Level.
They pretty much got the area covered, don't they?
All over the place.
Wow.
And if you want to check out what location's best for you, go by the website, expressfitness24, the number 24.com, expressfitness24.com. Again, that's Express Fitness 24/7. Be sure to tell Alex over the Harrison Road location that Joey from the radio sent you.
Tell him you want the Joey workout.
Yeah.
I see what it's doing to Joey. Joey's looking good, guys, I'm telling you.
Well, thank you for
He's come a long way.
Folks, I don't know if they actually want the Joey workout right off the bat. It depends on what your fitness level is. Some people could whoop my tail.
I don't know, Joey.
But others, yeah. It took me a year to build up to where I'm at. So, yeah, slow and steady wins the race,
You're looking good, I will say.
I appreciate that, Eddie. You don't have to butter me up like that, but okay. I appreciate it. 272-9228, 272-9228. The White House signaling that they could limit Bolton testimony by claiming executive privilege. Kellyanne Conway is out talking to folks on Fox News right now.
What do you think Bolton's going to say, Joey?
Who knows?
I know with Bolton, you know, he could get out there and go either way where he could.
Really could.
He could mock them by pretending like he had some good juicy stuff the Democrats want. And then when they put him in the box, he's like, you know, you people are horrible. Let me tell you.
You know how people get really fancy styling their mustache? I think Bolton could easily style that big bushy caterpillar on his upper lip into a sphinx. Because it's anybody's guess. What is he about? What does he mean? What's his purpose in life as far as this impeachment is concerned? And I really think Bolton could throw the president under the bus, but honestly, I think Bolton is going to say he didn't like the money being withheld, but he's not going to be able to connect the dots on some sort of pressure campaign with Ukrainians. Oh. And it could be that what you find is witnesses like Gordon Sondland are not reliable. They talk out of both sides of their mouth.
Right.
Like, he said, I thought it was a quid pro quo, but the president told me, no quid pro quo, I don't want nothing. And as we get into the Senate trial that starts tomorrow, it's just going to be procedural crap after procedural crap.
That's what I figured.
But one procedural rule they're considering to speed this along is each side, in opening argument, will get 24 hours to present their case. Now, that might be broken up. I think in the Clinton era, it was broken up over several days.
I thought I heard McConnell saying they wanted to do 12-hour shifts.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking.
That.
Like 2 days, 12-hour shifts for each day for the opening, and it'll open with the House impeachment manager. Mm-hmm. So Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler and company.
Ooh, I bet he's going to have a new belt buckle.
And then it'll open up with another 24 hours to the president's side of the aisle, to Dershowitz, to Sekulow, to Cipollone, Pam Bondi.
And they're still arguing over witnesses? Is that the case?
No, the public argument is over witnesses.
Okay.
But I keep finding this baffling, because if we're going by what Mitch McConnell has been saying now for a month or so, well, we're going to go by the Clinton rules, the Clinton impeachment rules, then witnesses were always a possibility.
I thought so.
So Democrats are hooting and hollering over, we want witnesses. It's like, yeah, you'll have your opening argument. They'll have their response argument. Then you'll have around 24 hours of questions. Senators can write questions. They have to remain seated and silent.
That's going to be hysterical.
I love watching those people muzzled.
Sit on your hands over there, mister.
I mean, can't we just constantly have impeachment where nothing gets done? That's a great government.
Kind of the way it's working now.
But they can write questions, and then the Chief Justice, John Roberts, he'll be asking the questions the senators send in writing of either side.
Does he have a choice to, like, which questions, or he has to ask all the questions that
I believe he has to ask all the questions. Now, and he has some discretion about which one to ask first and these sorts of things. I think he can put it all together so it's coherent and makes sense. But there was some noise on the Republican side of the aisle. Let's call Adam Schiff. Let's call, but you don't need to call Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff will
He's
be right
there.
He'll be right there as a House manager, an impeachment manager, You can just ask him a question through the Chief Justice right there. No need to call him as a witness. Now ask him about the
whistleblower. Let's see what happens if they call Joe Biden's son Hunter, and Hunter doesn't show.
Right. Sherrod Brown, though, Democratic senator of Ohio, he said, yeah, call Hunter Biden. Or where's Hunter? I changed his first name to Where's.
Exactly.
The president. Oh, my goodness. And they came out hard over the weekend. They had to file, the House filed their argument, opening kind of brief.
Okay.
And it's essentially their impeachment report about the two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And it's what we've been hearing for a while. It's a 100-something page report. The Republicans in the White House, the president's defense team, responded, essentially saying, this is abuse of your power under the Constitution. It's all nonsense. It was a perfect call. Perfect. Adam Schiff is full of crap. And
yeah.
So I'm actually interested to see the arguments, whether it's from Dershowitz or Ken Starr, from Sekulow or Cipollone. Unfortunately, I'm tired of Schiff and Nadler. Maybe let Hakeem Jeffries talk a little more.
I'd like to hear the arguments just to see where the validity is, because I haven't seen it yet.
But did you remember the show from last week? I mean, how can we forget? The stern-faced Democrats carrying the impeachment articles, walking, that didn't happen. I was like, when? I was too young to remember, but I asked around. Did that happen during the Clinton impeachment? No.
I don't think so.
No, I believe what the Republicans did is they had somebody just, like, run it over.
Yeah.
Real quick. There was no pomp and circumstance to it. They just did it and transmitted them. The fact that the Democrats are kind of tied up in knots here and just on their face, the arguments they're presenting, because they haven't actually alleged any high crimes or misdemeanors.
No, that's what I'm waiting for. Where is crime one, blah, blah, blah?
Well, they're trying to do this catch-all phrase, abuse of power. And as I mentioned in the first hour, if you're going to go by that standard, which I'm fine with, you want to just elect presidents to have them impeached?
That's what would happen.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of abuse of power, and there is constitutional questions, if we're sticking to the Constitution, over the role of the executive in foreign policy. So even if Congress appropriates money to something in foreign policy, is it not the president's prerogative to
I would
say
think
what
so.
He said?
Let's say, Joey, you're the Congress, and I am the president. And we have agreed to do something, and you're going to appropriate money. $10 billion is going to go to some stand, okay? We get voted out of office, okay? New president's here. Well, that money's now coming up available to be sent to whatever
Kazakhstan.
Stand.
Very nice.
Yeah. And the new president says, hey, that country is doing things against us now. Maybe 2 years ago they were friends, but not anymore. Why can't it be his prerogative to say we're not paying Kazakhstan or whatever stand that money now? We've changed our minds. Our hearts have changed. Our minds have changed. You have changed.
Right.
But it seems like they're saying because this was agreed upon X amount of time ago, he has to fulfill that. I don't think that's the case.
Government Accountability Office is claiming. But as Dershowitz has argued, that the Congress can't tie the hands of the president when it comes to foreign policy and national security matters, no matter what money you appropriate, what you demand of the president. And honestly, what I've learned about these legal sort of arguments, folks, is you can begin with any premise and make it end up wherever you want to go.
Sure.
That's why you can get some of the smartest lawyers in the world together, and they all disagree on the same damn subject
for the most part.
It can be incredibly frustrating in that regard. So we'll see where it goes, but it's going to be a lot of procedural crap. And one procedural bit that you might want to keep a lookout for is that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has reportedly, he's close to finalizing a certain rule that some are calling a kill switch.
Okay.
It would allow President Trump's team to move to dismiss the articles of impeachment in the Senate quickly after some evidence has been presented as sort of a safety valve in case Democrats try to drag out the trial for weeks. This came from Ted Cruz saying that the trial could extend to 6 to 8 weeks or even longer if the Senate decided to hear from additional witnesses. This, of course, could interfere with the presidential primary contest affecting Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, who are right now off the campaign trail and have to be silent, quiet jurors sitting there in the Senate chamber. Now, McConnell wouldn't be obligated to publicize the final version of his resolution setting the parameters of the impeachment trial until tomorrow, Tuesday. The top Republicans have said they supported, afforded the Trump team the opportunity to cut the trial short. So we'll see. I don't think that's the best move politically. I think if the president believes his call was perfect, he should want the facts to be known as he sees them. Make the arguments.
That's what I say, make the
argument. I think if you dismiss this very quickly out of hand without making the argument, it doesn't look very good. Now, of course, the polls, if that's going to be the judge of justice here in this moment, in this political moment, polls have moved the president's way on this issue, on the issue of impeachment. You look at battleground states. I mean, this is just people, I think, are tired of the process. And wait, wasn't the president impeached like a month ago before Christmas?
I know that's
and
where I'm at.
Now it's brought up again.
Right.
I think it's, number one, boring the American people. And if those who are paying attention and aren't bored yet, it's frustrating as hell. It's like, just get on with it.
Because you don't see anything getting done.
Right.
The our government's business is not getting
done.
But
that's what's so crazy, by the way. That in the middle of this impeachment, Trump gets his biggest bipartisan victory in his presidency, this new trade deal.
Right.
USMCA.
Phase one, baby.
Yeah. Oh, and the China deal, phase one, but USMCA.
Oh, yes, yes.
Passed by both the House and the Senate, signed by Trump. Now,
did you see anything in the news on that, Joey, how the House and the Senate got together and put policy aside or put politics aside?
Well, no, I think it was all about politics. I think it was the politics moved in that direction to get that certain
quickly
thing done. It's always about politics. And by the way, if the resistance to Trump is saying they have the people on their side, and Trump's saying he has the people on his side, it could be one side's lying.
Could be.
But I tend to think it's that both sides have some of the people on their side, and they're trying to claim they have the people
right
on their side to get the majority of people on their side. It just seems to be. I get tired of political speak sometimes. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chad. How you guys doing?
Hey,
I'm all right.
Doing?
Getting lost in Senate procedure and kind of just waiting for this damn trial to start tomorrow?
Well, what you're going to find out, Joey, is just how boring this trial is going to be.
Yeah.
Now, the first couple of days will be interesting because both the managers get to make their, you know, 2 days to make their opening arguments, in effect. But after that, people are going to see the most boring process they've ever seen because the way it works is senators give their little questions to the page to run up to the Chief Justice, and the Chief Justice reads out the question to be answered. And it is an extremely tedious and boring process. There's no cross-examination. There's no fire moment. There's no grandstanding by any senator because they don't personally have the right to make any speech or speak or ask the questions at all themselves. So I think after about the first 4 days, the next time we're going to hear anything is, you know, probably whether or not there's going to be a procedural vote on a motion to dismiss the charges. So if you think America's tired of impeachment now, wait until about the end of next week.
I think we should put some of these senators on suicide watch.
Oh, that's the other thing is, of course, senators, they can't leave the chamber except during break. They cannot have any email. They cannot have cell phones or anything like that. Now, you know, most of those people, there's always been a rule you're not supposed to have a cell phone on the Senate floor anyway, but they've been kind of lax about that in the last few years.
Right.
But this time they're really enforcing it. You know, it's like a sequestered jury, you know. So
right.
They can't be texting. They can't be getting good questions from their staff, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, so it's going to be a really the denouement, so to speak, of the whole political process that we've been through this last year, last 3 years, really. It's just going to be, wow, is that all there is? Really? This is it? This is an impeachment? Wow. Okay. No. You know, so. But let's talk about something happy that we can all be on board about.
Okay.
That's how excited we all are about being able to use our handprints to buy things on Amazon. What could go wrong there?
Right.
I don't see nothing could go wrong. Foolproof.
What could go wrong with one of the largest global corporations having my handprint on file? I mean, really? they've got everything else.
I was going to say, Chad, they got everything else, right?
Well, it's just so inconvenient. It's so inconvenient, Chad, to have your, like, credit card saved online in an encrypted account and use it that way. It's more just, it's much easier to have, like, a crystal ball at home you lay your hand on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In fact, what I think they ought to do is move past this hand thing, and let's just go to total mind control where I think about what I want on Amazon, and it appears within 2 days.
I think we're there already.
Well, then we could have these things like called feelies.
Yeah.
And we could learn that love is not possessive. Love is for everybody. And we'll have test tube babies. Oh, wait. I'm describing a brave new world.
Yes, the brave new world. Yeah, there was a commercial this morning on for Amazon groceries. So now they'll deliver it free within 2 hours. I don't know if we have any grocery stores that are sponsored with Amazon here. Of course, we do with all the two or three other grocery delivery services, which are fantastic services.
Yeah, I think they are fantastic services. Although I do get tired of shopping at our big Walmart in Wetumpka, and they're picking orders for other people, and they're in my way as I'm trying to shop.
The
big old cart. I'm like, come on.
You got professional shoppers,
yeah.
Like two full grocery carts full, and then you got to get in back of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, you know, if you're busy, professional, you're on the go all the time, and you realize, oh, man, I don't have any eggs, bread, or milk. It's nice to be able to call and then tell them to deliver just as you're getting home. I mean, it's just a great service. But,
we'll put that to the test next time Rich Thomas threatens with some snow. We'll all call up those stores and say, I need the bread and milk. I need it delivered in 2 hours.
I need the bread and milk. Well, I will do this. I'm going to buy some, but I'm not going to use my handprint. So.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Or a DNA or blood sample.
It's coming.
It's just getting creepy, man. Yeah. Like, it's getting the mark of the beast territory.
When you really start talking about using handprints, that's like, well, wait a minute, that's mark of the beast stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like, wait a minute, next thing you know, I'm going to have a barcode on my hand.
And no, like, I mean, I'm sitting here saying this, though, and I've got, like, Apple, I've got an iPhone here that looks at my face.
You got facial recognition, whether you know it or not.
It's kind of like that ship has sailed, and it's like, if they're going to take me down, I guess they're going to take me down.
Sure.
every time I use my Apple face recognition, the Apple camera says, oh, crap, you again? Listen, you guys have a great Martin Luther King Day, okay?
You too, Chad.
You too, Chad. Appreciate it. Have you ever had this day off? Your real estate agency, you make your own hours, really. But
yeah, I've had the day off. Back when I worked at the big manufacturer here in town, manufacturer, we'd have it off, or we had the option to work triple time. You wouldn't believe how many people actually work. It's good money. But a lot of people I knew do it as a day of service, which I think is a great idea.
Actually,
I wish we had more of that here.
Talked to Leslie Martorana, Hands on River Region. Mm-hmm. Great folks over there. They're kind of a nonprofit, and they've been doing it for several years now, where they get out and have a big project.
I think that's a really good thing to do, bring the community together, and it kind of helps everybody celebrate this day together. And you know, besides just celebrating, we actually produce some good out of the day.
You know, it is interesting, the more we move away from, you know, from Dr. King's actual time, the more history that actually comes out, whether it's the government, like the FBI sending him letters trying to get him to kill himself.
Oh,
we got the goods on you, we know what you've been up to. This sort of stuff. You look at, and it's one of the few things I agree with Dr. Cornel West about, what he called the Santa Clausification of Dr. King.
And I think he's right.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. didn't just say, it's all about content of character. Like, he wasn't just this happy go lucky, nonviolent guy, just wanted everybody to sing kumbaya together. He was a very serious theological scholar, mm-hmm. number one. But he also was more, he was definitely on the left. I mean, you can read about it. He wanted the federal government to provide jobs and redistribution, all sorts of stuff. And to me, I disagree with him on that. I find his theological speeches and his writings quite moving and incredible. One I always come back to is from 57, where he talked about loving your enemies,
mm-hmm.
and all the reasons people may not like you. And you have to figure out a way to realize, well, first look in the mirror, say, do I do things that I actually can change that drive people not to like me? And I should do the work of actually changing those things that I shouldn't like about myself. But then he goes on to say, yeah, and there are other things you can't change that you shouldn't change that people will dislike you for.
Sure.
And you have to rise above their dislike, their hatred, and learn to love them all the same, their hatred notwithstanding. And but the way he puts that together in a sermon, I believe it's 1957, called Loving Your Enemies. There's actually an audio recording of it. He's a little sick that day, mm-hmm. so his voice isn't quite as powerful, but a very moving sermon he gave here in Montgomery. So there's a lot to what he had to say. I just don't completely agree that the politics of the federal government will be our savior and our salvation for inequality and all these other things. I think it's just going to add to the problem.
But I love to see people that can take his message and make positive of it. I think there was a show called Hate Thy Neighbor a while back, and they had a guy on there, a black gentleman, and he would reach out to Ku Klux Klan members on a regular basis, and he knew they hated him.
This guy named Daryl Davis?
That's him.
Yes,
that's
he's a musician.
Yes.
One of my favorite people.
And he meets with these people, and they know. I mean, they meet with him because they say, okay, I'm going to educate this guy on why I don't like him.
And by the way, Daryl Davis is a black man.
Yeah, black man. And now he meets with them and says, his whole thing is, I'm fixing to make this guy like me. I know he hates me. I know he hates me for reasons I can't even understand.
Yeah, Daryl Davis's closet, folks, is shocking. Number one, it's massive.
Yes.
But in his closet, he has all the Klan robes, ceremonial Klan robes, of all the Klan members he's converted to coming to an understanding of friendship and leaving the Klan. Incredible story.
It is. It's so powerful that this man, he'll tell you, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
He just started reaching out to people. And he said, you know, what really boiled down to is after a while of meeting with these people and I'm trying to, you know, let them know I'm just a good person and they're a good person too, most of the time they can't figure out why they don't like him, why they were taught this. And they just boil down to, he's the same guy I am. He's got the same issues I got.
Yeah, one of the things he'd always say to these folks, and he'd open up like the contact or the conversation with them, is how can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Yeah.
And that's often the truth, isn't it? That people hate what they're ignorant of.
But he's,
the unknown is what they hate.
Right. And he's met people. I remember in that episode, he met this guy middle of the night on a 2-lane road out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he said openly, this guy could be an ambush.
Right.
And the filmmaker that was with him said, you know, are we really doing the right thing? And he goes, I don't know. But this is a chance I'm willing to take because if I can make one more person come to the side of good, it's worth it.
And it's amazing how that's so different from the message right now in electoral political season, which is, you know, get on a team, mm-hmm. fight the other team, be uncharitable and mean to the other team, all for the sake of winning power. And I get that's the game. And I get that, you feel under siege if the other side wins power. It's not a fun game to play. It's very, very real.
Yeah.
But there might be a different way. And it starts with loving your so-called enemies.
Right.
That if you do a little bit of work and you study and you actually get to build relationships and know people, you'll find out they weren't your enemy in the first place. Cast them in that role.
And it happened, again, in Israel. I know a guy that lives over there, and all his neighbors were pretty much Palestinian.
Yeah.
And, his place is walled around, and he's kind of in one of those outlying areas where really they're just not welcomed. So one day, him and his wife said, you know what? I'm going to reach out to one of my Palestinian neighbors. Mm-hmm. They look just like me, you know. And he did. And he said they were real apprehensive at first, but they did get to know each other, and after about a year, they finally broke bread together. One came to the other's house.
There you go.
And they said, you know, at the end of the dinner, one of the things that we kept agreeing with each other is, you are just like me. The inside of your house looks just like the inside of my house. There is no difference between us. We have more commonality than we do difference. The difference is your people are telling you to hate me. My people are telling me to hate you, but there's really no reason for it.
Amen. Pastor Bader here. Pastor Eddie Bader.
You're going to make my mom call. Don't joke.
Reverend Eddie Bader. I'll change it to Everett. Reverend. I'm used to priest or Father Eddie.
Father Eddie. Yeah.
Father Bader.
Yeah.
272-9228.
Look at the time.
272-9228. This is part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, they're located at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. 265-0792, 265-0792. That's the number you need to call to make an appointment over there, Jenkins Tire and Automotive. In fact, I did that last week.
Right. And your trip to Dothan, did you have any automotive problems at all?
No issues at all. I had that extra peace of mind driving. That wasn't my concern at all. It was more like, are my earbuds going to stay charged the whole ride down?
First world problems, buddy.
You know, but no, I had no worries about the car. The car operated beautifully, going there, coming back, driving around town. And when I made that appointment early in the morning, I called at like 9 in the morning right before the program. Or during a break or something, they said, yeah, we'll have air filter for your BMW ready. Well, I walked in, oh, yeah, you're here for oil change. I got it done very quickly, no time at all. All their technicians over there at are ASE certified over at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have all the brand names. All the brand names.
All of them.
You can also make an appointment and find out more about Jenkins Tire and Automotive at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. I'm thinking Jenkins, folks. I'm certainly thinking Jenkins this weekend, driving down to see my brother. That extra peace of mind because I knew the Jenkins folks had worked on the vehicle. And if you do have outdoor vehicles out there on your property, several acre property, whatever it is, whether you have a tractor or a four-wheeler or side-by-side, it can be a pain in the rear.
It can be a huge pain.
To bring those into town.
Especially when they're not running. It's just, and you got to load it up on a trailer.
Exactly. They will visit you on location with a service truck when you call and make an appointment. 265-0792, 265-0792. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a sponsor here of News and Views. And folks, be sure to tell them when you stop by and make an appointment that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. We got to hit a break here. More News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, right after this.
And only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting, while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street has a day off to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but stock futures are slipping ahead of tomorrow's open. Around the world, stocks are mixed. Credit rating agency Moody's downgraded Hong Kong's rating to AA3 from AA2, saying its view on the strength in Hong Kong's institution and governance is lower than previously estimated because of the government's inability to resolve issues highlighted by the protests. The agency did, however, move its outlook to stable from negative. U.S. investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase is significantly expanding its Paris hub, part of its plans to relocate some services from London after Britain's exit from the European Union. And AstraZeneca announcing two of its medicines were granted orphan drug status by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of a common type of liver cancer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big change from last week. This week, we have a tiny taste of the Arctic. On this MLK holiday, a cold day, kind of breezy, high only in the mid-40s. Tonight, clear, very cold. Low temperature, low to mid-20s by dawn. Potential wind chill, mid-teens. Tuesday's high temperature in the middle 40s. We'll be down to 24 late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. A little warmer late week, upper 50s on Thursday. Rain returns Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Dr. Ritz. Hey, Ritz. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Eddie. How are y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing, Ritz?
Doing well.
Doing quite well. Yeah, Joey, rocking that bumper music as usual. Hey, the reason I called is yesterday evening, kind of late, I had the had to run to Troy real quick. And driving from Prattville to Troy, I just kind of skirted the outskirts of your community, and I couldn't believe my eyes yesterday. As I was driving down the Southern Boulevard, I see this large group, and when I'm saying large, I'm talking around 30 to 40 four-wheel drive motorcycles, off-road vehicles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Going down Southern Boulevard. So is this the beginning of anarchy in Montgomery now? I mean, they were hooping and hollering and going down the road and, you know, standing up on the bikes and everything. I think they had a couple trail bikes mixed in there, too. But going down the Southern Boulevard with impunity.
Were there any insignias, any markers on these vehicles? Was it like a biker gang or a four-wheeler gang?
It just looked like a bunch of wild heathens to me.
Did any of them have flamethrowers?
No, didn't see any of that.
Well, then I would have liked them. So now I'm with, you know.
I would.
That's crazy. I don't know.
I'd be willing to bet you there were no helmets involved either, were there?
Didn't see one that I recall.
Unfortunately, I've seen that not so much here in Montgomery, maybe once or twice over on Warriors Ferry Road with some younger people riding up and down on their motorcycles. But what you're talking about, I've seen so many videos of that throughout the U.S. now, of big cities, where a motorcycle group, like you said, four-wheelers, dirt bikes, and things like that, they get on the road, and they get on the road for no other reason, just kind of show off and make a little mayhem. And I see it on YouTube. People film it. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, didn't they have one recently, if you're speaking of Warriors Ferry Road around that area, didn't they have one become a road rug here not too long ago, got ran over?
Yeah, it happened again not too long ago either, where a young man was riding his dirt bike and no helmet. And
right, and even if you're following all the rules and being careful, those things can be very dangerous.
It can be. But in Montgomery, and as a kid, you know, I grew up here a lot of times. We had our dirt bikes. There are plenty of places to ride. Now, granted, the city doesn't tell you can go ride in this empty lot or whatever, but there are plenty of places to ride,
right,
and you don't have to get on the street. I mean, I just...
Yeah, just go talk to a developer or landowner. Most will probably tell you no, but there are probably a lot of folks who don't care.
They don't care. And there's a lot
would accept payment or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of city property around here that... Big, huge chunks of land. I remember my dad, when we got a go-kart, we would just go to this...
Huge tracts of land?
Huge tracts of land.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
But there are places to ride, but people just like to get ignorant and get on the road, and there's a reason those are off-road machines.
Yeah, and the next block, I thought maybe it was the police chasing them. Here comes it turned out to be it looked like one of those, you know, new Dodge Challengers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, totally blacked out, black wheels, black paint.
Murder out.
And it has those halo lights, you know what I'm talking about, on mm-hmm. the headlights?
Mm-hmm.
And they were flashing red and blue.
Oh, wow.
That's illegal.
Yes, it is.
You're not. I thought it was a police vehicle chasing them.
Mm.
But, Montgomery's not, you know, Stephen Reed needs to tighten up on the laws and lawbreakers, because, you know, you got to enforce the small laws, or otherwise they won't respect the law at all.
Well, I've got a feeling, Ritz, though, they're going to ask everybody, well, not ask, take.
Uh-oh.
And tell everybody they got to give him more money so we can give it to police and all sorts of other folks.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm not against a massive overhaul where you change education standards.
Sure.
You get higher pay for officers. But generally speaking, if we're just going to do a little bit of a pay bump, I don't know about that.
And, you know, when we listened to Dan and the mayor used to come on, you know, Dan would always say, how many policemen do we have on the payroll? How many do we have money allotted to be on the payroll?
Right.
We always had money to get additional officers. We just did not have the officers. And I think that's still
the case.
Well,
you know, this is the way I always felt about governmental agencies is that you need to fund those first. They take a priority, especially, you know, police and fire, your essential critical public services. That's what the government's for. Provide services to people that they can't provide for themselves individually. And And but, you know, we're spending money on, you know, development and stuff like that. And we've got all this tremendous amount of debt because of development. And right. we need to be concentrating on providing essential city services instead of all this other ancillary stuff on the side that's bleeding funds from our government that they have to spend on these services. And
I'm with you. Let's keep our eye on the ball and not just, like, government doesn't do the basic services well enough as is with their monopoly power. So, like, wait, you want to have those things under your purview, and then you want to also be, like, the main investor in development?
Let me remind you.
Come on.
Do not call list. This should be the most simple thing in the world for us to get taken or put on. And our government, remember, they stepped in with a big thing a couple years ago. We will now protect you. You get on this do not call list. No one will call you again.
Well, and Ritz, we had never gotten into this, but and not to pry too much, but you've had firsthand experience working on the city level, right?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things that I took a lot of heat for. You know, I wanted to concentrate on city services. And, you know, if you have the luxury of being able to, you know, go out and do other things, that's fine. But you better have your basic stuff taken care of first.
Agreed.
And, you know, I'm not completely against it. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, that's a luxury item. That's right. Just like taking care of your own household. You know, you pay your rent, you pay utilities, you have food on the table. And then you start to talking about going on vacations or whatever. Right. Until it's just common sense.
For me, I always make sure I have internet and a big TV.
There you go.
Are my priorities straight? Yeah, I don't know.
For the most part, millennial.
But I like to comment about what Eddie said, you know, because that's a pet peeve of mine, too, getting these unsolicited phone calls and robocalls. Well, here's what the situation is right now, Eddie, is they have a law on the books that they can't enforce, and that's because of voice over internet protocol. They can't track them. And that's the issue there. They make up numbers or steal other people's phone
numbers.
That's
right. You know, right. Very key word about stealing other people's phone numbers. More than once, I've gotten a call, what I thought was from my boss. It has his number. And then when I answer the phone, it would be a robocall or it would be somebody trying to sell me an extended warranty.
And my guess is that there are already technological solutions to this. And some of these bigger companies, whether landline or mobile, now mostly mobile is what people use, these big companies have not deployed that technology for whatever reason. Can't imagine why.
Well, until they come up with that technology, something I'd recommend is go ahead and get a human on the phone. And as soon as they answer the phone, get one of those air horn.
That's right, buddy.
Give him a good blast.
Well, Ritz, I appreciate the call.
Take care, Ritz.
Thank you for taking it. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll have to look into this, you know, gangs of people riding their, what? It sounded like it wasn't just motorcycles.
It's motorcycles, four-wheelers.
Or the four-wheel kind of Polaris things. Yeah, those things should be
fun,
though.
Somebody texted me a while ago, and I'd love for somebody from MPD to answer, but I understand there's a do-not-chase policy in Montgomery now. I don't know if that's the case.
I guess it depends on what crime has started this chase.
Right. And I just, you know, some states do have that where, hey, man, if they're running and public health is a concern, public safety is a concern,
we can find
chase,
them later.
And I can understand that.
Yeah, and I get that, too. But it's also a matter of what are they running for.
Right.
Like, truly, you just murder somebody?
Well, that's just it. You never know. And I had a policeman one time when I was young pull me over, and I was going like 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And, of course, I was a young punk. I was like, man, why are you pulling me over? And he lectured me, which at the time I didn't appreciate. But now, as an older gentleman, I can appreciate it. He said, you wouldn't believe how many people have committed a crime, murder, whatever. And they're leaving, okay? And they're only going a few miles over the speed limit. Or they're only run that red light. And that has led to so many arrests of would have been unsolved crime.
Right.
So I never thought about that. I still didn't appreciate
it. You're saying that people that break the law on massive levels also don't have high regard for even low-level laws?
Yeah, and it's funny because that's how you hear about people hauling all these drugs, you know, across the U.S., they had a taillight out. I'm like, are you kidding me? You got three quarters of a million.
I can't remember the name of the book, but the most successful dealers.
Yeah.
Or the guys who are really smart and know how to go under the radar.
Well, there was a movie Clint Eastwood was in where he was a bit of a drug runner, and he was an older gentleman, older truck, and he knew the side roads throughout the U.S.
Yeah, you don't want to be too fancy or too run down. You want to be kind of that, you know, you look like an average worker bee going, commuting. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. I believe they're closed on Mondays as well. But Troop Booth, that is his day for kind of looking through inventory. He has a whole network of top-notch jewelers around the nation, and he's finding the best antique and estate jewelry for you to bring back to Montgomery. And truly, with antique jewelry, it's one-of-a-kind pieces, handcrafted more often than not, much higher quality. They don't make jewelry like they used to, folks. Now it's this mass manufactured thing. It's not as sturdy as the handcrafted attention to detail that it once was brought to bear in the jewelry market. And Troop is still providing that for you. For over 40 years, they've been specializing in acquiring the very best antique and estate pieces from all over the United States. All of their staff, including Troop Booth himself, been trained at the Gemological Institute of America. They're Montgomery, Alabama's most trusted estate jewelry buyer. And if you want to sell some of your jewelry, maybe you're sitting around and gold's still pretty high. And you got a bunch of jewelry sitting around. Why not call Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066, 260-0066, and make an appointment. It'll usually be in the morning. Troop will look over what you have to offer. He'll give you an evaluation of your jewelry. If you agree, handshake, purchase receipt written up, and boom, you get paid right there on the spot.
Nice.
So why not have a little more extra walking around cash? Or maybe you want to, you know, earn some cash and turn around and buy a new, you know, piece of antique jewelry for that loved one and an unexpected gift in an unexpected time, or maybe getting it early on the game for Valentine's Day. You never know, folks. Check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers, Montgomery's fine antique and estate jewelry store, 6948 Vaughn Road, just past Bell Road when you're going east on Vaughn, 6948 Vaughn Road. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back. And again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Be right back. More News and Views after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views. Closing out the second hour of the program this morning. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Benjamin Moore Authorized New Look Decorating Center. Folks, if you are feeling inspired at all to repaint that kitchen, maybe the bedroom or the living room, and you don't know what extra steps you need to take to make that inspiration a reality, that's when you need to go by New Look Decorating Center. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Talk to Brian Carr, the owner and paint specialist over there, or Brett Lanham, the manager and paint specialist over there. They have the best eyes for color selection and matching your existing color schemes in your home. They're the local option, a local choice to help find that inspiration, or if you already have it, make that inspiration a reality. They specialize in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies, and it's where the pros go. It's where a lot of contractors, professional painters, homeowners, they have the approved historical colors list. They do it all over there at New Look Decorating Center. But the best experience is to go by there again directly. You can always call them at 271-0007, 271-0007. But it's best to go by the showroom, get to know Brian and Brett and the whole team over at New Look Decorating Center at 6237 Atlanta Highway. They can really walk you through what you're trying to do and help use their expertise to make your inspiration a reality. You can also check them out online at newlookdecoratingcenter.com, newlookdecoratingcenter.com. Thank you to New Look Decorating Center being a sponsor of this part of News and Views. So, Eddie, you sent me a study here from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yes, another positive story about the South.
Yeah, released its findings from a recent study on physical inactivity levels across the U.S. So, essentially, we're looking at the seven laziest states. And look at that. Seven states. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and oh no, Alabama. Yeah. Sweet home Alabama. Reported the highest levels of inactivity, these seven states. In these states, 30% or more of adults were physically inactive. When it's this hot down here,
what else you gonna do, man?
I'm gonna sit out on the front porch in my little rock and swing and
rocking cool
chair.
Breeze, right?
And just and sip some lemonade and talk about how hot it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, ain't it?
No, I'm not in that 30%. I'm quite active.
You're not
physically speaking.
But when you see the answer, how they came up with the, they asked everyone a question, and if you answered no to, it's kind of a generalized question. I know too many people that that would be considered overweight, including myself, that get out and hunt and fish. I mean, we're very active.
Right.
We just don't pick a lot of stuff up and put a lot of stuff down.
And you like food.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, dirty little secret, you can go by the weight room, folks. And there are some dudes in there that can, bench 400 pounds, squat 500 pounds, whatever. They ain't skinny by any means.
Well, look at a lineman, NFL lineman.
Yeah, it depends on what you're going for. It really depends on what you're going for. I think inactivity can really, it's not so much what you look like in the mirror. Like, motion is lotion. Like, motion really does help you stay lubricated in the joints and the knees. And, like, if you stop using that stuff, it's going to be real bad when you try to use it again.
You're right.
There's something to that. And inactivity can also be a sign of maybe something mentally is going on.
A little bit of depression, sure.
Yeah, maybe depression, melancholy that's justified, whatever it is. But that's unfortunate. It doesn't surprise me, though, because I feel like there are a lot of people who move and work hard and do, but then they also eat that Alabama diet.
You're right.
And I'm with them. I'm just young right now.
I
can kind of get away with it. But
I'll ride by some of these construction sites, and you'll see these guys digging a ditch.
Yeah.
And they're literally digging it with a shovel. You and me could be out there for, you longer than me, but a good 5.